Want to get your business in front of real sports fans? The Fade Route with DNZ reaches over 1,000 listeners every month. We drop fresh episodes every week and stay active on social media so your brand doesn't just get heard, it stays top of mind. Local, loyal, passionate. That's our audience. Are you ready to be part of the in crowd? Let's talk about how we increase your foot traffic and get people to visit your website. Email us today at faderoutemail@gmail.com or message us on our socials at faderoutepodcast on IG or slide in our DMs on X at faderoutednz so we can find the best package for you. It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. The option for NFL week 5. And there's still time to play. If you want to join, you know what to do. Go to our CBS Sports Pick'em League entitled The Option 2025 and sign up today to play against us and all of our participants. It is free, it is fun, and we got a really tight race. Liz Staple again snaps into the lead, even though Foxy took home the win last week with 11 wins. Good job, Foxy. Liz Staple hangs on to her lead just ahead of the lovely Rita Sanchez, 46-43. Interhoo's Ben Bean is in third place with 42 points, and you and I are tied, D, at 39 points.
Sounds about right.
Had a little bit of a heater last week, but let's see. It's a brand new week for us all. Let's see what happens. Thursday night, Amazon Prime. The 3-1 San Francisco 49ers go into SoFi to take on the 3-1 Los Angeles Rams.
I'm a big Rams fan, so I'm going to stick with the Rams.
I'm going to go with the Rams as well. Prediction for Brock Purdy and his foot pain. Lots of
foot pain. So is Brock playing?
He's playing. He's going to play through it. He's going to have to, I think, as Mac Jones was, he was hobbled too. So, yeah, that's kind of where they are right now. Give me the Rams on Thursday. Sunday morning. Oh boy, it's a London game. The 2-2 Minnesota Vikings take on the 1-3 Cleveland Browns.
I mean, if Dylan Gabriel starts this game, I have to go with the Vikings. So I'm gonna. But if he's not gonna start this game, I was giving the Browns a chance.
CBS Sports has it 81-19 in favor of the Vikings.
Right, so, I guess we'll take the Browns, try it out.
I'm going to go with the Vikings. I'm not confident in that pick, but Carson Wentz seemed to play through that injury. He was shaking his hand a lot during the game.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
But he threw for over 250 yards. Yeah. He still threw for over 250 yards, even with a bum hand. So, I don't know. It's the two bowls of shit theory. Which one stinks less right now? And now I'm going to go with the Vikings, but not by much. Not confidently. Not confidently in the slightest. Oh. Sunday afternoon. The 1-3 Houston Texans go into Baltimore to take on the 1-3 Baltimore Ravens.
I'm going with the Texans. At least the Texans play defense.
How can you not go with the Texans right now? That team is a fucking mess.
The Texans are bad too.
Yeah, but at least they have CJ Stroud. At least they actually have their quarterback. At least they have Nico Collins. Like they have, they're just not very good. I'll take that. I'll take what they have versus what the Ravens are missing, especially if those seven guys aren't going to play. I mean, we know Matabike is not going to play. So give me the Texans all day. The 1-3 Miami Dolphins go into Carolina to take on the 1-3 Carolina Panthers.
Panthers.
Oh. Okay. All right. I'm going with the Dolphins. They still have enough on offense, and the Panthers just look fucking awful. Completely awful. The 1-3 Las Vegas Raiders head east to take on the 3-1 Indianapolis Colts.
Colts.
Give me the Colts. The Raiders are surprisingly in disarray. You figure you bring in Geno, you bring in Pete Carroll, there's some semblance of stability, but to 1-4, and Brady is a minority owner, you know? Yeah, but to 0-4, or to 1-4, they go. The 1-3 New York Football Giants go into the Big Easy to take on the 0-4 New Orleans Saints.
Saints.
Interesting. Give me the Giants. I'm going to take the Giants. I think Jackson Dart gets one more week. The Saints are not good. The only way they'll be able to get anything going is if Kamara gets the outside, which is possible on this defense. But I don't believe in the Saints quarterback because they don't have one. Give me the G-men. The 1-2-1 Dallas Cowboys go into MetLife to take on the 0-4 Lupus J-E-T-S Jets.
Cowboys.
Cowboys big.
They're going to score 30.
But they're going to give up 40. 32. Yeah.
Maybe 40. 30 or 40.
They're giving up. They scored 40 on the Packers, but they also gave up 40. That's, you know. The Jets are going to be looking for their mouthpiece, man. And I don't think Aaron Glenn has the answers. I really don't think he's got the answers. The 2-2 Denver Broncos go into the link to take on the 4-0 Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly. Absolutely. Bo Nix is going to have a tough day.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D&Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D&Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D&Z.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. Speaking of tough days, the 0-4 Tennessee Titans go into the desert to take on the second baseman and the 2-2 Arizona Cardinals.
The Cardinals.
How can you not? The Titans already made a play calling change, and they got skunked. Usually when you make a change of play caller, your offense comes alive. Oops. My bad.
They scored 0.
They got completely skunked. They got absolutely skunked. And you wonder, how long is it before Ridley gets traded? How long before Tony Pollard gets traded? I wouldn't mind Tony Pollard on the Giants, that's for shit sure. But the Giants aren't really going anywhere either. So that would be a pointless trade. The 3-1 Tampa Baker Buccaneers go into Lumen Field to take on the 3-1 Sam Darnold-led Seattle Seahawks.
Seahawks. That defense is a problem.
This is tough because the Bucs are still a solid team. They're still a really good team. Dare I say this could be a playoff matchup. It has the potential to be a playoff matchup. Going west is hard. So, that being said, I'm going to take the Seahawks as well. The 3-1 Detroit Lions go into Cincinnati to take on the 2-2 Cincinnati Bengals.
Lions.
Yeah. And it won't be close.
Pain.
Prediction. Pain. The 2-2 Washington Commanders go into SoFi to take on the 3-1 Los Angeles Chargers.
Is he playing in this game? Is
Daniels? I don't know. That's a good question.
I'll take the commies.
Yeah. As of right now, I don't think so. But at the same time, Joe Alt isn't playing. Joe Alt didn't. He was in a walking boot on Sunday. I can't imagine.
6'8", 355. That's crazy.
Yeah.
My man.
That's it.
That's a big boy.
It's a big motherfucker. That's a big motherfucker. I would love that big motherfucker on the Giants offensive line, but then you don't have Malik Nabers. Well, the way things went, you wouldn't have either one of them. So there's that. So I'm going to go with the commies as well. I think the Alt injury is a problem, and we know how good the commies defense is. So I think that's going to be an issue. Your Sunday night special, the 2-2 New England Patriots go into Orchard Park to take on the 4-0 Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo.
I'm going with Buffalo 2. CBS Sports has it at 97-3. So you're saying there's a chance. You're saying there's a chance. And Monday night, your Monday night delight, ESPN, the 2-2 Kansas City Chiefs go into Duval to take on the 3-1 Jacksonville Jaguars.
Chiefs.
How about them Chiefs? I agree. And we'll see if Liam Cohen picks a fight with anybody on that side of the ball. Because apparently they were talking about this very sophisticated sign-stealing system that they had in place. And that's why Robert Saleh and Liam Cohen got into a fight. So, you know, maybe like, that might be spicier than the game. That might be more fun than the game. Who's Liam Cohen going to fight this week? Teams on a bye. Bye week start this week. You have the Falcons, the Bears, the Packers, and the Steelers. So, deploy your fantasy rosters accordingly. Those are our picks. What are yours? Play against us in our Pick'em League. Sign up today. CBSSports.com. The Option 2025. It is free. It is fun. And you get all the bragging rights if you can beat us. It's time to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.